Bill Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Very lovely.
I know. This is Faith Hill. This is the theme from the film Pearl Harbor. Is that right?
Yes. And listen.
When I think back on these times and the dreams we left behind. Yeah,
I've heard the song.
Let's just listen for a moment, Phil, about the love story. The love story that compelled all of us 6-7 short months ago.
And Margaret Gray is with us, by the way. Our number, 1-800-449-8686. Margaret is a nationally syndicated columnist. She writes a newspaper column for some 150 papers across the country. And we're going to get your thoughts today, Margaret, on Pearl Harbor. This is the 60th anniversary of Pearl Harbor, isn't it?
Phil, today, indeed, is the 60th anniversary of a little thing called Pearl Harbor. I want to sort of throw something in here, though, Phil, and I want to propose something that I don't want you to shoot down. And I'd like you to hear me out.
Go ahead.
Phil, I believe that when he dies, Ben Affleck should be buried in Arlington National Cemetery. Now,
all right, I gotta hear that.
Just listen to me, Phil.
I gotta hear the Ben Affleck.
Yes, and I'll tell you why, Phil. Ben Affleck was part of a film that opened the eyes of a nation, Pearl Harbor. Now, the trauma of recreating that horrific day so debilitated him that this fine young actor went into alcohol rehab. Now think about that. He fell apart, Phil, teaching so very much of us about our country, and I think in the long run about a little bit about ourselves too.
Okay, you, Craig, you can turn that down, all right?
No, I ask, please keep the music up, Craig. I ask Craig Taylor to accentuate my comments with the music.
Margaret, Ben Affleck was the movie star that was in the movie Pearl Harbor. That hardly, you know, I would think, qualifies him to be buried at Arlington National Cemetery. Now, you know that there is a debate going right now about the pilot of that ill-fated American Airlines flight that went into the Pentagon. He is a Navy reservist, and there is a debate certainly over whether he should be in the Arlington National Cemetery. Ben Affleck is a movie actor. I'm willing to hear you out on these things. You want me to listen, but you need to give me some...
Phil, before Pearl Harbor, the film came out, no one knew about Pearl Harbor. This film opened our eyes to this event. It was transfixing. It was an education. It was...
Wait a minute. Everybody knew about Pearl Harbor. Everyone had heard about... What makes you think nobody...
Phil, as a nation, we never knew about it.
I knew about Pearl Harbor.
You're a history buff. As anybody that listens to your program knows, that you love history. And so naturally you'd know about it.
All right, that is a good point. I am a history butt. A history buff. Not a history butt. Although I probably sound like an insufferably boring ass when I talk about it, but I do like history.
And I think that's admirable. But just because you know about history, you can't put yourself in the shoes of the rest of 99% of America that was completely clueless about Pearl Harbor until Ben Affleck teamed up with a very, very courageous director by the name of Michael Bay and turned our eyes toward this event. Now,
you're telling me...
Phil, I'm saying that no one knew...
You're telling me that nobody had ever heard of Pearl Harbor.
We had heard of Pearl Harbor. I'd heard of Charo. I had heard of Pia Zadora. That doesn't mean they changed my life. But when Ben Affleck committed to the project, he committed courageously to bringing it to life. And what did he get for it? A drinking problem. He crawled inside of a bottle, Phil.
I'm aware of Mr. Affleck's drinking situation, the problem, and I think it's tragic anytime anybody has a problem with alcohol. People in my life down through the years have had alcohol problems. It's a difficult thing.
Then you understand what young Ben Affleck did for not only you, not only me, but for 260 million Americans that had no clue about Pearl Harbor before he teamed with a very courageous director named Michael Bay and brought these horrific images to our minds. The man experienced the horror of making that picture. He crawls into a bottle, and what thanks has he gotten? We can't pronounce his name. He's doing those embarrassing commercials with Matt Damon. Gwyneth Paltrow dumped him like he had anthrax. and he crawls inside of a bottle.
But I hardly believe, okay, that...
Now, remember, you're speaking now as a history buff. A history buff that knows more about this than the rest of us.
All right, then I'm a history buff and I know more about it. I still say that Ben Affleck, as fine of an actor as he is, as courageous a performance or whatever that he gave, and doesn't deserve... You're saying that when he dies...
When he dies, yes. Listen to the music of Faith Hill. Listen to the love story of Pearl Harbor. If it wasn't for Ben Affleck, you wouldn't know those war heroes existed. You live and work in Los Angeles. You're trying to pander to listeners that don't. What are you doing? Don't you know who pays the bills?
Well, let me get... Who pays the bills? My hard work pays the bills. My advertisers pay the bills.
You work in the entertainment industry. I am surprised that you wouldn't back up Ben Affleck. He's one of us. You stab him in the back to score points in, where, Austin, Texas?
I'm scoring points with... Hold on for a minute. I'm scoring points with my audience. If I know more about Pearl Harbor than them, it just seems to me that people had heard of Pearl Harbor. 1-800...
Well, they hadn't. Ben Affleck and a very courageous director named...
Michael Bay. I got it.
Well, they committed it to film, and in so doing, Ben crawled inside of a bottle and stayed there. I'm really surprised, Phil.
I'm surprised that you would propose Ben Affleck for burial in Arlington National Cemetery. What about the Pearl Harbor veterans that died at Pearl Harbor? What about...
That's just it. They died at Pearl Harbor. They were heroes, but nobody heard about it. They died, they went to the bottom of the ocean, and we didn't find out about it until 2001. Unbelievable. Thank God for a very courageous...
Director named Michael Bay.
You know, you're very cynical, Phil, and...
Maybe I got my head buried too in too many history books. I thought everybody'd heard about Pearl Harbor.
We'd heard about it.
Well, I thought that people understood what it was.
No, we didn't. Not until Ben Affleck came along and then crawled into a bottle for his trouble.
I need to give the phone number out, all right?
Phil, I'm not trying to keep you from...
I just need to give the phone number out here. It's 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. I know about the pilot of the American Airlines flight, but Ben Affleck being buried at Arlington National Cemetery...
By the way, this is something you do that I really don't appreciate.
What is that?
You summarize your opinion, and then you mock the opinion of the person who disagrees with you. And I...
Well, all right, I don't mean to mock your opinion.
You just need to let me say what I'm saying, and to consider.
If it hadn't been for the movie Pearl Harbor, nobody would have heard about those guys dying at Pearl Harbor?
Yes, Phil, yes. I'm sorry, we're not all history scholars like you. And I think it's not a lot to ask for a very fine young actor who would go home at night and drown his sorrows in drink. Gwyneth Paltrow dumps him like he has anthrax. Michael Bay...
A courageous director.
That's right.
Puts him in his movie. 1-800-449-8686. Should Ben Affleck be buried at Arlington National Cemetery, given the fact that if it wasn't for the movie he made... With a very courageous director.
That's right, yes.
Named Michael Bay. We would never have known what Pearl Harbor was all about. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. I'll tell you what, that Navy pilot, before Ben Affleck gets in there, he gets it.
See, you're doing it again. You're giving your opinion without allowing me to counter.
Go ahead and counter.
I think Ben Affleck deserves burial in Arlington National Cemetery, because people know who he is, and nobody would have ever heard about the pilot that went into the Pentagon had it not been for Pearl Harbor.
What are you talking about, man? The Pentagon had nothing to do with the movie. That happened months later.
No one would have heard about it.
If it hadn't been for Pearl Harbor.
Yes.
You're going to have to explain that one to me. I'm sorry. I'm not going to a break until you tell me that nobody would have heard about 9/11 if it hadn't been for the movie Pearl Harbor.
Because Pearl Harbor made us more aware of explosions and planes crashing. If it hadn't been for Pearl Harbor, 9/11 would have come and gone, and we would have said, God, that was bad. What do you want to do tonight?
Bull crap. Forgive me, folks. I don't mean to come out of the gate here yelling, but 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Ben Affleck, he lived his pain, Phil. And it,
Ben Affleck lived the pain of what? Of making a movie?
Of making the film Pearl Harbor. Do you know what Pearl Harbor was about?
Yes, I know what Pearl Harbor was about. Can we turn the music down for a minute here? It was about the Japanese attack on the American military installation at Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, and on subsequent attacks against the air base at Hickam Field, and against the barracks there, the army barracks.
Because you're a history buff, Phil.
All right, I'm a history buff. I know stuff. Just seems to me that maybe other people know this crap because they were taught this in school.
You do a talk show and you think these people are educated. Is that it?
I think some of them are.
Listen to the pain that Ben Affleck lived. And the bottle that he crawled into after the...
Are we going to hear about Ben Affleck crawling into a bottle, man, to the whole bloody hour here? I know he crawled into a bottle. And, man, probably had more with Gwyneth Paltrow dumping him like he had anthrax, the way you put it, than any horror that he lived filming Pearl Harbor.
Phil, Ben has been dumped before. He's been dumped by some of the most beautiful women in the world. But he never crawled into a bottle over it. No. It was Pearl Harbor.
Oh, isn't that dramatic?
You really like mocking me, don't you?
I just think you're overly dramatic. 1-800-449-8686. Sandy, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Is this lady insane? Saying that he should be buried in Arlington National Cemetery is, like, so disrespectful to anyone that ever served in the military.
Now, hold on for a minute. Ben Affleck is one of our fine young actors.
An actor is one thing, that is not living it, doing it.
He did live it to a degree because the horror of making that film and working for Michael Bay caused
him to crawl into one. It's a movie. It's not real.
No, you're right. It's not real. But, Sandy...
The men that lived it had died over there or
Sandy,
still living today and live with the horror. Didn't become alcoholics just because they did live through that.
But
I've learned about this all my life. I'm only 37 years old. But I learned it in school. My grandfather was in World War II. My children know about it.
Sandy, who would know about it? Who would know about it if Ben hadn't made the movie?
I've known about it before Ben Affleck was probably even born.
That's because you had a grandfather that was there. Not all of us had relatives that were there. You see what I'm saying?
Wait a minute. You're saying, in other words, the people have heard about this, had to have had a relative that was there.
Yes.
That's
well,
insane,
my father was in World War II, but he wasn't at Pearl Harbor.
But he was in World War II. Okay, so there you go. You see, you know about it because your grandfather was there. And so that's what...
My father wasn't there, but he was in the war.
That's how you know about it.
Why?
Because your father was in the war.
Did anyone ever watch the news? Every year they announce it's the 10th anniversary, the 20th anniversary, the 15th anniversary.
The 20th anniversary of what? Pearl Harbor. Is that a place where they string beads? What is that?
It was where the Japanese...
Yeah, you know, but does Sandy, if you know so much about...
I don't know as much as Phil does, because I'm not a history buff, but I know
when the Japanese attacked the United States,
and that's when we got into World War II.
What happened? What happened at Pearl Harbor? Sandy,
I really don't know, but I know about
there you
Pearl
go.
Harbor
so
more
you
than
don't
I need
know
to
about,
know
you don't know
to
about
go
Pearl Harbor.
That a movie
Sandy, you know.
ever
Wait a minute,
needed
Sandy.
to tell me.
Sandy, you know the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor. Tell her.
What happened?
That's what I said a minute ago.
What happened?
The Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor, and that's when we got into World War II.
Which squadron? Everybody knows about Pearl Harbor, but she can't answer one question.
What do you mean, which squadron?
I didn't claim to be a history buff. I'm just saying, you're saying nobody knew about it before the movie.
That's right.
I've seen the movie. I don't know details.
Oh, you heard about it on the news when they said the 20th anniversary, blah, 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 and you turned to your mother or your father or your husband or your friend and you said, isn't that where they surf? Isn't that a surfing place?
No, I wouldn't even know that
either.
That's
right. See, so you didn't really know until Ben came along.
Okay.
Now, why did the Japs attack?
You know,
well,
that's
Japs
not the
now.
Point.
The
point is,
why
he does not need to be buried at Arlington National Cemetery. That's reserved for people that really dedicated their lives to, in,
that's
to
fine,
freedom.
Annie.
So we can live and
that's
talk
fine.
About this like
so
we do.
When Ben Affleck is found drunk and with DTs in the gutter and is taken off to detox, will you think at least one time in your life about what he did for you? No, you won't.
Excuse me, no, I
but
won't, because he
no.
hasn't done anything
when
for
he's
me.
Shaking
and
and
there's no excuse for anyone
unit.
To be an alcoholic and blame it on a movie or anything. He didn't even
all
live
right.
it.
So,
and
Phil,
I think that's
and,
just...
and when Ben Affleck wakes up with imaginary bugs crawling all over him, you won't at least say, thank you, Ben. Thank you for letting me know that Pearl Harbor is a place
and
where people go
snorkeling.
He didn't go to
all
any
right.
war,
yeah.
but
Sandy.
He lived through hell in other ways. And it's like, he didn't use anything
what?
As an excuse.
Your
he
mother
was an alcoholic, he admitted it, he got help.
He
so,
lived through hell what?
You know, there's no...
Did your mother put him through hell? I don't understand.
He lived through hell. It's none of your business. We don't have to talk about it. Sandy, thank you very much for your call.
You're welcome.
You see, she didn't know anything about Pearl Harbor.
Well, what are you at? Which squadron attacked?
Oh, big Pearl Harbor buff, huh?
I don't even know which squadron attacked.
Bullcrap, you know you do. You're pretending like you don't.
I... 1-800-449-8686. Pauline, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
All I have to say is that Pearl Harbor, within hours...
Pearl Harbor? What is it, Phil?
Within hours of Pearl Harbor being attacked...
was that a country singer or was that a war? What was that, a country singer?
What are you talking about?
Is Pearl Harbor a place that was attacked or a famous country?
Pearl Harbor is a place which was
right.
attacked. You're the ignorant one.
Very good. You know that...
Let the lady finish, please.
Sorry.
Pictures, within hours, pictures and films were shown all over the world.
Pauline, I don't doubt that you were there. You're probably old enough. I'm talking about the rest of these idiots.
Yes, the rest, everybody
the rest
knew
idiots.
About Pearl Harbor... Because
did you
it
know
was
about
because
Pearl?
Of Pearl Harbor, the Americans came into World War II over in Germany as well.
Wrong. No, that's not right.
That is right.
No, the reason why the Americans came into World War II is because Hitler had called Roosevelt an asshole or something.
No, nonsense.
Yes,
no,
nonsense.
That's baloney.
That's baloney.
We declared war on Japan, and 3 days later, Germany declared war on us.
Why?
Why what?
Why did Germany declare war on us?
No, Americans...
Because Germany declared war on us because they were an ally of Japan's.
No, Hitler had called Roosevelt an asshole.
No,
no, he did not.
No, he did not.
All right, Pauline, if you know so much about Pearl Harbor, how much tonnage...
I know all about Pearl Harbor.
If you do, I'd like to ask you, how much ship tonnage can Pearl Harbor accommodate?
Do you know how much?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, well, tell me.
8 million tons.
Bull, you're making that up.
Well, Pauline says she knows all about it. Hitler had said Roosevelt had a small penis, and that's when...
What, wait, whoa.
Oh, crikey. You're potty.
No, I'm not potty.
You're up the pole.
The only pole I've been up, I wouldn't tell you about. I'm too much of a lady.
Oh.
And if you are...
You want to read up on history.
Did you see Pearl Harbor? The movie. I'm not talking about what the foggy recollections you have.
It's not a case foggy recollections. I saw the actual thing that happened on film.
Where was it?
Over in England.
No, it was in Hawaii. There's questions.
No, I'm talking about the film. It was shown all over
the
world.
The fact is, this woman doesn't know anything about...
You're confusing her. You asked her where it was. She said it was in England where she saw the movie, not where Pearl Harbor was.
Where was Pearl Harbor?
You better read up on your geography
I
if you don't realize
Hawaii,
know where Pearl Harbor is.
A lot of people don't
know.
The
you're so ignorant, you shouldn't
Phil.
Be on the air.
I know where Pearl Harbor is, but do you? And she hangs up. And you know why, Phil? Because she's...
You're asking questions that a lot of people don't know...
Don't know the answer to because they don't know anything about Pearl Harbor. And the reason why they don't is they did not know that Ben Affleck was in...
Wait a minute. Maybe you ought to ask them if they saw the movie. If they saw the movie, then they'd know all about Pearl Harbor. They'd know all about ship tonnage, and they'd know that it wasn't in England. It was in Hawaii.
Well, you're right about that.
Yeah, thank you very much for giving me one. Margaret Gray was with us, nationally syndicated columnist. And oh, brother. We're talking about Pearl Harbor and how Ben Affleck should be buried at Arlington National Cemetery because, after all, after making that movie, he crawled into a bottle for you and me so we'd know about Pearl Harbor. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. This song, all right?
So this is a love story from the film Pearl Harbor, a film about an event in the history of America. Let me give you some facts about Pearl Harbor. Fact, when the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor, okay?
Yeah.
That was frightening, all right? That's number one.
No kidding! Did you have to go and...
Phil, please resist the temptation of being sarcastic. Please.
No, give me some more Pearl Harbor facts.
Number two, we declared war on Japan, the Empire of Japan, the next day.
Really? I didn't know that.
You're very, very rude, and you're very sarcastic.
Look at Margaret. Everybody has heard Franklin Roosevelt say
You are a history buff. Can you be sure that everyone has heard that?
Well...
Can you be sure?
I guess I've heard it, and...
Oh, you've heard it. That means everyone listening to your program right now, Phil, wouldn't know Franklin Roosevelt from Teddy Roosevelt, from a teddy bear. Fact. People died. Ships sank. Fact. It happened on a Sunday. Fact. We declared war on Japan shortly thereafter. Fact. Ships sank, and people died.
Oh, God, this is driving me nuts! You're telling me nobody ever heard about it until Ben Affleck... Will you turn that music off? Until Ben Affleck did the movie.
And he deserves to be buried in Arlington National Cemetery, along with all the other brave people that have opened our eyes to the horrors of war.
Boy, you just sounded like Franklin Roosevelt right there.
I'll take that as an insult.
Take it any way you want, okay?
So I sound butch.
Yeah. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Helen on the Phil Hendry Show. Helen, go ahead.
Yes, I would like to know what this Mrs. Gray is doing on your program. She's uneducated.
I know
she's
more about
ridiculous.
Pearl Harbor than you
I
do,
mean,
dear.
I'm a Canadian.
I know more about Pearl Harbor than you do.
No, I'm sorry you don't. I'm a Canadian. And
oh, a Canadian's going to tell me all about my country now.
No, well, you don't know very much about it.
Isn't that the ultimate gall?
No, you don't know enough about your country.
All right,
well,
if you know so much about Pearl Harbor.
If you can say that people don't know about Pearl Harbor, that was the greatest day in infamy in the 20th century until what happened in September of this year.
Name something.
I can't understand
when did
how a person who was supposed to know, you're a columnist, I'm told.
I am a writer, yes.
You must pay people to look up your information, because you don't know anything.
Let me ask you a question. When did the Japanese attack Canada? I wasn't aware that there was a...
Everybody
in the world knew about
Everybody
Pearl
in the
Harbor.
Whole world is right. You're so...
Well,
I don't know what
I'll
this woman
this
is doing on your program.
Well, I will say this much. Everyone knew about it, but I don't know how many knew about it. So,
now you're being rude.
Come on with the comments.
Excuse me, now you're being rude,
well,
my
darling,
dear.
Well, oh, darling, lighten up a little bit.
I can't. I was listening to you, and it made me so angry. I can't believe
Helen,
that you said people don't know about Pearl Harbor.
Everybody knows
about Pearl Harbor.
All I'm asking is that Ben Affleck be allowed to be
buried
at Arlington National.
You're asking him a stupid request.
Why
he doesn't deserve to be there.
Look at fact. Ben Affleck
I know all the facts.
Ben Affleck was dumped by Gwyneth Paltrow like he had leprosy.
A lot of people get dumped.
He got dumped.
Yeah, a lot of people.
A lot of
get
people
dumped.
Get dumped. A lot of people become alcoholics. That has nothing, no reason for him to put him to bury him in Arlington Cemetery.
After they
he's no hero.
After they make a movie that opens the eyes of Americans and Canadians alike about.
please. What do you mean open up
people,
the eyes of America?
You didn't know anything about Pearl Harbor until that film came out, and you know.
Right, I didn't
you
see
did,
the
then
film.
Tell me this. What was
Excuse me, I did not see that film. I deliberately did not go.
Well, then you don't know anything about Pearl
Harbor. I know more about it than you do,
What's
evidently.
The main import-export of Hawaii, then?
Pardon me?
What was the main import-export of Pearl Harbor?
What are you talking about, import-export of Pearl Harbor?
Oh, so you know all about Pearl Harbor, huh?
What was your question? What is your question
even know
supposed
the answer
to be?
To know, you said you know about Pearl
what
Harbor.
What is your question supposed to be?
To find out whether you know about Pearl Harbor like
I went
you do,
went to Pearl Harbor deliberately to see the memorial, would you believe?
All right, which
I went to see the cemetery and the sunken ships.
Well, the answer, Helen, is pineapple, duh.
No,
oh
my
God.
You mean they grow pineapple?
Oh, my God.
You mean
God.
The Dole Company?
Oh, my
is it
God.
Hawaii?
You didn't know pineapple comes from Hawaii.
No,
good
I didn't.
Sweet
you
God.
May I ask you why you say that?
Because I asked
I'm
you what the main
talking about, I'm talking
was.
About Pearl Harbor, the movie.
I'm
and
talking,
every idiot knows that
about,
pineapple, the Dole Company, is out of Pearl, out of Hawaii.
I'm talking about Pearl Harbor. I'm talking
you know,
about Pearl Harbor.
I have
oh
to tell
God,
you I'm no history buff, and I don't know a lot about a lot of things. But when you say that
you said
Ben Affleck belongs in this particular cemetery because he made a movie about Pearl Harbor that nobody knows about, it's laughable.
Who is Ben Hitchcock? I don't know who that is.
I didn't say Ben Hitchcock. I said Ben Affleck.
You said Alfred Hitchcock or something like that.
She said
you know
Ben
what?
Affleck, okay?
There's something wrong with your hearing, lady.
Pineapple
There's
and
something wrong with your
flower.
Hearing.
Helen, may I say something?
Certainly.
First of all, I asked you, did you know about Pearl Harbor, the war event, not the movie. You said, yes, you did. I asked you, what's the main import-export of Pearl Harbor? You said you didn't know.
I didn't know.
It was pineapple.
Excuse me. Stop attacking me. Please stop attacking me.
Why are you attacking people, okay? The people, everybody who went to school, everybody that opened up
I went to school. I learned about Pearl Harbor.
Mr. Henry, I'm offended by you trying to protect your ignorant callers. I can do very well. Thank you very much.
You are the most ignorant, uneducated I can't.
I'm
no
ignorant.
Words, no
you
adjectives or that can describe
I'm
you.
Ignorant.
Why in the world you're on this program in the first place, I'll never know because you know nothing.
Oh, Helen, I'm ignorant, and you didn't know that plastic Lay's come from Hawaii.
I
oh
wore plastic Lay's
God.
When I went to Hawaii.
And then you should have known that that is one of the main exports of
I'm
Pearl
not,
Harbor.
We're not here to talk about the exports
Look at
of
ladies,
Hawaii.
Ladies.
We're here
Still
to talk about the movie Pearl Harbor
I thought we were
and
here
the
to
event
talk about
of Pearl Harbor.
Harbor.
We're not here to talk about the exports or the imports of Hawaii.
All right, and Ben Affleck.
We're here to talk about the movie
and if you
and
know
ben
about
Affleck.
The movie, what did Ben Affleck crawl into after making the movie?
You've said it a million times.
Please shut up and let her answer.
Oh, what was your question? I didn't hear you.
What did Ben Affleck crawl into after making Pearl Harbor?
I have no idea. I'm not interested
oh
in Ben
God,
Affleck.
So you know all about the movie. He crawled into
I don't know about the movie. I didn't go
Paltrow
to see it. I'm
like
talking about Pearl Harbor, the event.
Oh, I see. So it's not the movie. It's the event. First,
That's
it was
right.
the event that it
you
is
You say
the movie.
People don't know about it. Everybody knows about it. If they're halfway...
What do they call the number one law enforcement agency
me,
in Hawaii?
Don't ask me anything except about the event of Pearl Harbor. That's what I'm calling about.
Phil, can
I'm
I ask you a
question? I'm calling about the event
right,
of Pearl
Helen,
Harbor that
Helen
you
is,
know
yes.
nothing about.
Helen's
you said
calling
nobody
about the
knows
event.
About
no
it.
No one knows about it until the film came out.
Oh,
Phil,
please.
Phil,
there
I want to
many films there's Pearl
I'd like
Pearl.
To ask Mr.
There were
Henry
so many films made about Pearl Harbor.
Hold on for a minute. What do you want to ask me, Margaret?
What is the name of the number one law enforcement agency in Hawaii?
Who cares?
Well, wait a minute. The number one law, I ought to know this, the Hawaii Highway Patrol.
Oh, my God. It's called Hawaii 5-0.
Oh, bull crap.
Oh, listen to you, Kathleen, and you're from
you're
Canada.
Laughable, lady.
You're from Canada.
I have no more time to waste on you.
What's
Bye-bye.
The number one? Yes, thank
Talk
you.
Talk more about Pearl Harbor.
Yeah, Phil,
about
get more Canadians
saying, don't,
to call in so they can tell us all about it. That's
Pardon
really,
me?
I said we should get more Canadians to call in so you guys can tell us about our country.
Well,
Good
I have to
God
tell you
Almighty.
That we know more about your country than you know about ours.
And why did you belch like that?
Because I'm just fed up.
I know more, and the Canadians know much more about the United States than the United States citizens know about Canada.
What's
it's
the
shameful.
Capital of Alabama?
It's shameful.
What's the capital
goodbye,
of Alabama?
Lady.
Yeah, goodbye,
lady. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
You. God, I hate ignorant Canadians. I hate ignorant Canadians because...
Wait, whoa. I don't even want to spend as much time with that woman as we did, but the fact is, she knew about Pearl Harbor.
She did not, Phil.
All right, she didn't know that pineapples come from Hawaii. How is that not knowing about Pearl Harbor?
Good God Almighty, when they send pineapples from Hawaii, where do they send them from?
Pearl Harbor.
And she didn't know that? And you've never heard of Hawaii 5-0.
That's a bullcrap made-up company or agency or something.
Who's the number one private eye in Hawaii?
What?
Who is the number one private eye in Hawaii?
I don't know.
You've never heard of Jim Magnum.
Who's Joe? Get out of here with your TV questions.
I have been insulted. I have been rudely sodomized on your air audially. I have been insulted.
And you know all about the square tonnage that goes into Pearl Harbor. I got time for another call. Renee, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi there.
Yes, ma'am.
I'd like, first of all, would she like to reveal her age? I'd like to know how old
I'm
she
53
is.
Years of age.
53.
Yes.
I have a daughter who is a baby boomer, as you are,
yes,
who is 50 years of age. She knows all about Pearl Harbor.
I don't know if that's
every
true
child,
or not.
I beg your pardon?
I don't know if that's true or not.
I didn't call to lie, ma'am. And don't,
well, everybody says they've heard of Pearl Harbor, but do they know what happened?
Don't insinuate that I'm lying. I take offense at that.
Well, do you know what happened at Pearl Harbor?
I beg your pardon?
What happened at Pearl Harbor?
What happened at Pearl Harbor? What,
yes,
do you want, a blow-by-blow account?
No,
the
thanks.
The Japanese surprised with the bombing.
See how unsure you are? Do you see how unsure you are?
Listen, lady.
I don't know, lady. And it wasn't the Japanese. It was the Empire of Japan. And
oh, come on.
Hey,
it was,
lady,
the Japanese, okay?
I think you have a few screw looses.
Screw looses?
Screws loose.
Screw looses did a TV show in the 50s. And it was,
okay.
Listen, Phil.
Yes, ma'am.
Speaking to you now, because very frankly,
no,
I think
no,
speaking
you are
to
not,
her is a waste
no,
of time.
No, you are not allowed to speak to him. That's rude. You have to speak to me as well.
Honey,
go ahead,
there's no way I want to speak to you because you are an unreasonable, ignorant person.
You didn't know the Phil, Japanese
bomb I,
Pearl Harbor.
I don't know why
she
you're giving
this
airtime.
Well, the lady's a writer, and she's doing an article.
I don't like being spoken about as if I'm not in the room. That was done to me as a
That's
child,
too
and
bad.
I got very upset.
I don't like being spoken to as if I'm lying.
I developed a dependency on tranquilizers because of it.
That's too bad.
Yes, well, then please don't make me go back to drug abuse.
That's your problem, not mine.
Ben Affleck crawled into a bottle because Gwyneth Paltrow dumped him like he had anthrax, and we need to bury him at Arlington National Cemetery because he gave up his sobriety so he could make Pearl Harbor.
That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
Oh, my God.
We've had World War II.
And I would also say this. I think that Pearl Harbor was a substandard movie.
Say that again very slowly. It was a substandard movie.
Yes, it was. Right,
both of you can go to hell.
Oh, she hung up.
Good for her.
How about that?
I think
you just wasted.
You had her on for about a half hour.
Well, she was my featured interview on our Newsmaker line.
Oh,
hour,
that's
but
too
I,
bad.
I,
because this woman needs a...
And one more thing. I don't see where you...
I thought you hung up.
Well, I called back. Ass.
The Japanese didn't bomb Pearl Harbor. The Empire of Japan did. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show is back.
Okay, this is the Phil Henry Show. The voice, by the way, of Margaret Gray was performed by me. And the people calling in, those are real people who wanted to argue with her about Ben Affleck being buried. Ben Affleck ought to be married at Arlington National Cemetery and then buried there because he crawled into a bottle after making the great Pearl Harbor. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Now, on December the 21st, a worldwide web event will take place. It is the first ever webcast of the Phil Henry Show. We will have a 360-degree camera in this studio, live streaming video of our show as we perform it. And we will have the same camera in our offices as we prepare the show. So at 1 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Eastern, On the PhilHenryShow.com website, you'll see 6 solid hours of live streaming video from our offices as we prepare the show, shoot the crap, sit around, eat Chinese from chopsticks down the street, whatever it is we do, and then you'll see our show as it's performed here in the studio. Now, I want to emphasize, as I have over the past few days, this is, I call this 360 degrees, but I think you might misunderstand me. It isn't the camera panning 360 degrees. You do. You do. At home, with your mouse pad and your little cursor, you click on the screen, and you can pan anywhere in a 360-degree arc around our studio or offices, wherever you'd like to go. You don't have to see what other people see. You can look at Craig while other people may be looking at me. Or you may want to look at Janice and Chris while other people look at Craig or whatever. You're the director. You call the shots. That's how absolutely cool this webcast is going to be on December the 21st. Now, one other thing I want to mention to you. You need to get a backstage pass to get this. Now, the backstage pass to the Phil Henry Show website enables you to get all of our archived audio, all of the last 30 days' worth of shows, all of the archived bits, long form and short form, and all the other features that are presented on the Phil Henry Show website. So our webcast on the 21st is simply going to be a bonus, a special thank you for signing up. And it's absolutely free. It's no pay-per-view. You don't have to pay extra. $6.95 a month is all it costs for a Phil Henry Show backstage pass. And boom. You got yourself the webcast. Do what thousands, and I mean literally thousands, have already done. Sign up for a Phil Henry Show backstage pass, and in the process, get yourself the free webcast on December the 21st. It starts at 1 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Eastern, and goes 6 solid hours. You're going to be sick of looking at me, sick of hearing about me, just sick. You'll never have so much fun. Kick back, pop the top off of a Grolsch, pull the cork out of an old English 800, get yourself some English Stilton cheese, pour yourself a glass of port, light up a big fat cigar, and take the day off from work and watch this ridiculous show as we perform it and not just listen to it. Because that's going to be cool. And I am told, what do I look like when I'm doing this thing? Anyway, people tell me it's the most bizarre thing they've ever seen. I mean, I'm going in and out of character. I'm sitting here, and then I'm doing another character on the phone, and then I'm back, you know. And we've had television crews come in here and film it. We've had TV stations, you know. We've had TV networks. I look at it, and I don't know. My face changes. I look at it, it scares the crap out of me. I can't watch it. I can't watch myself doing this show. Otherwise, I want to vomit. But you, hey, it may enhance your appetite for all I know. So do what thousands have done. Get a backstage pass, and in the process, get your free webcast, December the 21st. It's going to be a kind of a cool way to kick off the Christmas week. That'll be the Friday, by the way. If you don't know what December 21st is, that's a Friday, and that's the Friday before Christmas week. So kind of kick it off with a goofball thing like that. And the other thing I want to mention that I've been remiss in mentioning, I need to say this now. When you buy the backstage pass, it not only gets you our webcast live, it also gets the webcast on demand. So if you missed the live presentation, you can call it up anytime you want within a limited time and watch it after the fact, over the weekend, watch it 6-7 other times, over and over and over again until the police come in and find your decomposing corpse in a chair. All right, so, you know, it's going to be an on-demand situation. It's live, whatever you want to do. And that's the same thing with our show. The Phil Henry Show on the website is live, but it's also on-demand. So you can hear the live presentation, or you can listen on-demand for the next 24. How long do they keep today's show for? For like 24 hours or something like that?
30 days.
Well, 30 days it's archived, but, then it's 30 days. Anyway, you know what I'm talking about, right? Check it out, philhenryshow.com. That's PhilHenryShow.com. PhilHenryShow.com for your backstage pass and our exclusive first ever webcast December 21st.